I'll invite you to close your eyes. And if that's not available for you right now, then just bring your eye gaze down so you're not focusing on anything specific. And I'll invite you to take a couple deep breaths in and out. And just noticing the weight of the clothes on your skin. Noticing the support of whatever it is underneath your body. Just see if you can relax just one degree more, knowing that you don't have to be anywhere or do anything except just be right here, right now. I'm going to invite you to tune in to the part of yourself that is critical of yourself and critical of others, the part that judges, the part that pushes, maybe makes you feel like you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, the part that is always trying to get you to do more. And when you are aware of this part of yourself, I want you to notice that this is just a part of yourself. It is not the whole self, even though sometimes it might feel like it's all you. There are other parts that exist. For example, bringing the awareness to this part means that you're not this part. The adult self is the one that brings the awareness to this part that we call the inner critic. So, from your adult self, we're going to ask this inner critic a couple questions. And we are going to ask the critic, why do you push me so hard? What is your ultimate goal? So what is the critic's goal? What does it want? Just notice what comes up for you when you ask this part. What do you want? What is your goal? Because ultimately, they want you to always do better, to do more, to be perfect, so you will be safe. Safe emotionally and safe physically. That is the goal of the critic, is to keep you safe. Because the other question I want you to ask the critic is, what are you afraid of? If you don't push me so hard, what do you think's gonna happen? And just notice the answers that bubble up inside you. Even if They might not make sense, even though you might question them. Trust what's coming up for you. What is your critic afraid of? For me, my critic is afraid that I'm going to have a waste of a life and I'm just going to screw off and drink and smoke and party and not even want to get out of bed. So my critic pushes me to do other things. So for you, it might be similar or it might be totally different. But it usually ends up that the critic is afraid that bad things are going to happen, that we're not going to be okay. So the critic is trying to protect you because the critic wants you to survive. The critic wants you to be safe. The critic wants good things to happen. So with this knowledge, can you show some appreciation to this critic part of yourself? Try saying, "Thank you, critic," and see how that feels in your body. Thank you, critic. I appreciate the hard work that you've put in over the years. And just breathe into that. Breathe that in. Really showing and giving gratitude to this part of yourself that has had a thankless job for most of your life. When we can hear this part, acknowledge this part, and give gratitude from the adult perspective, that's when this part can start to shift. So I encourage you to tune in and check in with this part of yourself as often as possible. Start noticing when the critic pipes up and practice saying, "Thank you, critic." By showing this gratitude and compassion for yourself, that's where change can start to happen. So you can stay here as long as you'd like, or you can take a deep breath in and out and wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers and come back into the room and open your eyes.